West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, heading into the weekend before Election Day, polls continue to predict a very tight presidential race. And next week, when it counts, America's next president could very well be determined by which candidates and their associates have offended voters the most and which have offended them the least, according to a University of West Georgia political science professor on Thursday.
The comments that came out of the Trump rally about Puerto Ricans and the comments from Biden that implied that Trump voters were garbage, and then Harris trying to do damage control on that. So I think the candidates are making a lot of mistakes and offending a lot of folks. And unfortunately for all of us, what it's going to come down to is who offended somebody more and who offended less people.
Dr. Paul Rutledge teaches courses on American politics, the American presidency, and public policy and administration. He says it's been difficult to determine who his students are supporting in the presidential race because they've been quiet about their opinions mostly.
The interesting thing that I've seen from students that I've in some ways been encouraged by, they are very curious to know who I support, but they almost never say who they support. They are very careful around each other, and I think it's because they know how divisive this is. The fact that they are seemingly afraid to speak their minds or make their arguments, and they're not making policy positions known, that's a little less encouraging. But it also reflects very well that they have a good understanding that it's an important election.
Friday today is the final day for early voting ahead of Tuesday's general election. The number of deaths attributed to fentanyl use in Carroll County has decreased significantly so far in 2024, according to data that Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock shared with the Fentanyl Awareness Coalition this week. So far in 2024, there have been 12 deaths in Carroll County. Compare that to the end-of-year numbers over the last several years that have averaged out in the middle 30s.
Yeah, I heard those same numbers yesterday from our coroner, Keith Hancock, in our Fentanyl Awareness Coalition meeting, that the number of deaths from fentanyl were down in Carroll County.
Carrollton Police Chief Joel Richards.
I don't know exact science as to why, but I think a lot of it is our Narcan is more available to the public and to law enforcement officers. It's common now that each officer has Narcan issued to them. I think the Fentanyl Awareness Coalition that we started, our community-based programs. I mean, you've got the Recovery Spot of West Georgia. You've got CMHA that are advocating for users, and they're offering programs for recovery. They're getting more people, I think, in recovery centers.
And while the number of fentanyl-related deaths are down, Richards says the amount of meth making its way into Carroll County is unfortunately on the rise. The Fentanyl Awareness Coalition will host its annual Fentanyl Awareness Summit in March of 2025. The Georgia Governor's Office on Thursday announcing that SolarCycle, an advanced technology-based solar recycling company, will accelerate its expansion into Polk County to meet increasing demand for solar panel recycling services. The company is investing an additional $62 million to increase its panel recycling capacity to 10 million solar panels per year and create 640 new full-time jobs for West Georgia. The facility is located directly across the street from the company's previously announced 1.1 million square foot solar glass factory that will employ an additional 617 people. The facility is move-in ready and will be operational in the second half of 2025. SolarCycle is hiring full-time jobs in manufacturing, engineering, management, research, and design, and support staff. Open roles are available online. SolarCycle.us/careers. Well, for more than a decade and a half, two local businesses have hosted an annual event where they have given away tens of thousands of new quality coats to local youth in need. The annual Coats for Kids event is here again this Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Rec Center.
A child must be 16 years old or younger and be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Parent or guardian without a child in attendance or distribution of the day must present child's birth certificate or child's social security card. Proof that what they're getting the coat for. Provide proof of government assistance such as free reduced lunch, SNAP, TANF, WellCare, WIC card, PEACH card, Medicaid, etc. That being said, 17 years, I can't ever remember telling somebody you can't have a coat. If they're there, they're gonna get a coat.
Event organizers were guests on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice, and they say they plan to give away 1,200 brand-new coats at Saturday's 17th annual Coats for Kids event sponsored by Evergreen Tree Service and The Barn Store. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.